So how was your day today? Did you enjoy the evening session?
Yes.
Very
much.
Beautiful. Stomachs are aching right
now. Was it tiring?
No.
No. You could have gone for another hour. No. And the skill is in relaxing the mind. Relaxing the mind and taking time to observe your balance, your symmetry, the state of your mind. Very, very important to do that. Okay, we'll go through a couple of questions. How do you fully forgive yourself for something you have done? And how do you fully forgive someone who has done wrong to you? Now just think about it. Do you really have a choice in this manner? You are forgiving for your own sake, not for somebody else's sake. If you don't forgive, then you are bothered. Do you want to keep bothering yourself? Think about it. Do you really want to keep bothering yourself? You're hurting yourself. So you really have no choice in this manner if you really want to be happy. Instead of forgiving, just don't pay attention, don't give too much importance to what happened. When you are forgiving, you are believing that it really happened, that something happened. Something important happened, whether somebody else did to you or you did to somebody else. You are emphasizing the importance of it. First of all, you're blaming yourself or blaming the other person. Yes, you did something and I'm forgiving you. But the yogic way is very different. Yogic way is that everything that happened was a dream. It was like a dream. When you dream, everything that happens in the dream, it looks very real. Yes or no? Everything looks real. The people you see are very real. Everything that appears, buildings appear in your dream, they look very real. When do you know that it was a dream? When you wake up. Until you wake up, it was a very real experience. But when you woke up, then it was a dream. And do you give much importance to your dream? Do you keep thinking about it? There may be an odd dream that you wish sometimes, oh, it should have lasted a little longer. Yeah. But if it is a nightmare, you're so glad when it's when you wake up. Oh, thank God. But then also, you don't give much importance to it. So whether it was a nightmare or it was a very pleasant dream, when you wake up, you give no importance to it. You don't even think about it. You don't remember what you dreamt last week, but you did. Why don't you remember? Because it was a dream. But if someone said something to you, did something to you, you remember it for years? Because you thought it was real. You gave so much attention to it, so much importance to it. So, whatever has happened in the past, from the yogic wisdom point of view, it is like a dream. Just see it like a dream. And don't give much attention to it, don't give much importance to it. Then there is no question of forgiving someone or forgiving yourself. Suppose someone hurts you in the dream, do you forgive them in the morning? I forgive you. Do you do that? No. You don't even blame anyone. Even someone comes and shoots you in the dream, when you wake up, you laugh at it. You may even call that person, oh, I saw you, you were shooting me last night in the dream. You're not angry at that person at all. Someone robs you in the dream, accuses you. The moment you wake up, there is no anger. It's gone. You may be angry while sleeping in that. You're taking a role, you're acting in that role, you're experiencing that. But the moment you wake up, there is no anger, there is no blame, it's finished. So the more you see all your past like a dream, you free your mind more and more. Because you're carrying a big burden on your mind from the past. It's a big burden, big weight on your mind, a heavy weight that is stopping you from moving forward. Life is moving forward, it wants to carry you, but you are holding on to the past, and that has become a struggle. You're struggling. So the yogic wisdom says, see everything as a dream. Wake up in this knowledge. Then there is no question of forgiving them or yourself, because neither they have done anything nor you have done anything. You do something wrong in the dream, do you wake up and feel guilty about it? Not at all. And that is one way of looking at it. And the second way of looking at it is, it was meant to happen. It was meant to happen. And there is nothing that you could have done to stop it. Then also, if it was meant to happen, how can you blame someone or blame yourself? It was meant to happen, it happened. So either way, so these are the two ways, using this knowledge, using this wisdom, you can free yourself from the anger, from the guilt that you have been carrying with you for so long. This is such a beautiful knowledge that can free you from your past. And as we saw this morning, that most of your thoughts are coming from the past. So if you want to quiet your mind, then the less importance you give to the past, less thoughts you will get. Okay. Just remember, I'm not saying forget the past. Okay? Not at all. You can remember the past, but you don't have to give it importance. You don't have to see it as real. You can talk about your dream without getting affected by the dream. Same way you can talk about the past without getting affected. This is very, very beautiful and easy way to come out of it. Okay. Then this question drops, how can I forgive this person who did this so much bad to me? No, we don't forgive. We just see it as a dream. And just something happened, it was meant to happen. That's it. And we move forward. A good driver just looks forward. You have to look in the rear view mirror sometimes. You have to keep an eye on that also. But you're moving forward. So your past has taught you lessons. You have learned a lot from the past. Taking that experience with you without feeling guilty, without feeling angry, we move forward. Then you are practicing this yogic wisdom. Then you are living this knowledge. What do you say? Make sense? Just really look into it, you know, with this. Look into the last 30, 40 years, they look like a dream. Look like a dream. When you start paying attention to it, importance to it, then it becomes solid, becomes real. But when you just really look, it's like a dream. Yeah. Yeah, you want to remember pleasant memories, go ahead, remember them. But see them also as a dream. You want to give importance to those pleasant memories, go ahead. But you have to see those also as a dream. It's very important. When you're seeing it as a dream, you see everything as a dream. In your dream, whether you win a lottery or someone steals things from you, is the same thing. When you wake up, neither is there. So when you apply this knowledge, it has to apply to everything, every event, whether it was pleasant or unpleasant. But if you want to cherish some memories, by all means do so. There are a lot of good memories that you want to cherish. They inspire you, maybe. They bring some good moments to you, bring some more joy to you. There's nothing wrong with it. Go ahead. But know that you're talking about a dream.